Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah.
Breakdown Billia Drive at Kwinana Freeway intersection in Jandakot. Various lanes are blocked at the moment and traffic is looking a little bit slow out there, so just keep it in mind. To those freeways, southbound busy around Ocean Road, Whitford's Ave, then Hutton Street to Scarborough Beach Road, and northbound slow around Anchortel Road to Rowley Road. Drive safely, and that's the latest from Main Roads.
Yep, it's that time. Producer ding. Leon, morning.
Sorry, there's the microwave. The news loo's ready.
Oh, ding.
Ding.
Oh,
ding,
ding, ding, ding.
Beep. Beep. Whoa.
Beep, beep, beep.
No, that's reversing.
Do you want to go first? Or do you want to go
first? I'll go
first. Okay.
Go on.
Guys, guess what?
What?
Just when we thought NFTs.
What's Kanye doing?
Well, apparently he's releasing the album soon.
Yes,
We'll find out whether it comes out on the 22nd of the 2nd, 2022. So, guys, Justin Bieber.
Hmm.
Has bought an NFT.
Oh, good.
Now, apparently this isn't news because apparently he has about 61 NFTs.
Really?
Yes, but most recently he has bought one of the Bored Ape Yacht Club.
Oh, yeah.
NFTs, which are the
classic
monkeys.
The monkey.
Yes. And so to people who don't understand what NFTs are, Leon.
That's everyone. I can't.
They don't make sense.
They don't make sense.
You buy a picture and apparently through some computer magic it's unique and you own the picture, but you don't own the rights to it.
And you don't receive it, do you? Because it's
well,
like,
you look at it
exist.
On a computer, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like buying a painting.
It exists on a
but
screen,
you're
that's
definitely
it.
Not allowed to screenshot them and save them to your own computer.
Which is funny to do.
No one does, of course.
No, of course not. Anyway, he's bought this Lonely. This one's titled Lonely. Bored Ape Yacht Club. For 500 Ethereum, which is
that
worth...
That is like which half is worth, a million dollars.
No. $1.29 million.
That's insane.
Yes, and this article has called him the 27-year-old Canadian crooner. I wouldn't call him a crooner. so apparently, yes, he's got it, and he just loved it. He's like, oh, man, this
is
so
it?
Lonely. That's the one. Ready?
Oh,
watch this. Right click.
No, it's already
save.
On. It's already on
image
the article.
As. It's mine. I own it now. Sorry,
it's
Justin.
That website's as well.
But people are blowing up at him going, you bought this for five times as much as it's worth. Because apparently, it's not... It doesn't have any rare traits.
None of them do. They're pictures on the internet.
Wow.
Yep. Anyway, there you go. Don't buy NFTs.
Speaking
you heard it here first.
Speaking of spending a lot of money on things.
Oh, yeah.
You guys heard of Wordle?
Oh,
yeah.
Yes. Oh,
today's
I don't know
word
anything
is.
About
no,
it.
No, no, don't say it.
I've heard.
I've done it. I got five for anyone playing
I got
along
it in one.
No, you didn't. You heard
so
me say what it was.
About this thing, and I'm...
I'll show you later.
Is it like crossword?
It's a little bit like a crossword, but not really. It's a word
kind
game.
Kind of. It's a word guessing game.
It's a word guessing game. There's a five-letter word of the day that everyone has to try and guess independently.
Yeah.
And you put in a guess.
Same word for everyone in the world.
Yeah. It says which letters of your word
yeah,
are
I've lost
right,
interest.
Wrong,
what are you talking about with Wordle?
It's been sold to the New York Times for a
how
sum
much?
In the low seven figures. Probably about as much as a Bored Ape NFT.
How ridiculous.
It's over $1 million
for
a
crossword
game. I'll show you
game.
What it looks like. Oh, I can't show you what it looks like because I've already done it.
Oh.
You'll see the answer.
Okay.
So, yeah, the guy just made it for fun for his girlfriend to play.
Yeah.
Last,
I hope
last
together.
Year. It's been up on the internet since October.
Wow.
And it's just exploded.
New York
it's just
Times
one of those
gone,
things.
Yeah, we'll have that.
It's insane, isn't
Interesting.
It?
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, would you have thought that Victoria Beckham and Tom Brady would have something in common?
So well, they're both peak athletes.
They're both technically married to models.
Oh, touche.
Yes,
David.
Are.
David has been a model and just
more known as a sports person, but yeah.
Well, Tom Brady has announced his retirement officially. Yeah.
Is they both retired from something?
No, but David Beckham actually has revealed that his wife has eaten the same meal every day for 25 years.
Okay.
Nothing.
fried chicken.
Sorry.
Grilled fish and steamed vegetables. And guess what Tom Brady eats every day?
That's all he eats too,
fish.
Isn't he?
And vegetables.
Wow.
Actually,
that's why they're amazing.
And they're both fit as a fiddle.
Yes, indeed. You need to go and look at Tom Brady's
I have.
His meal.
It's amazing.
Oh, my.
And his workout regime.
Oh, my.
Oh, so good.
What is he going to do in retirement?
I don't know. He's going to be bored.
Shredded.
He'll have a lot of fun.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.